This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grogeen. Today, we're talking with Mary Becker. She recently authored a report by the Missouri Hospital Association that outlines the risk of primary care shortage for rural Missouri. Why is the Missouri Hospital Association anticipating an insufficient amount of primary care physicians in the coming decades for the state?
Well, it's not necessarily the hospital association that's projecting this. I mean, this is research that we've pulled from multiple sources, really examining the supply of primary care physicians in the state of Missouri. Nationally, there is a shortage of primary care physicians. It's projected to be between about 15,000 and 49,000 by the year 2030. And so then when we examine that a little bit more closely and the implications for Missouri, we just were interested in examining where are the primary care physicians in the state and then really looking at the differences in urban and rural Missouri.
The total number of primary care physicians, I'm looking at this chart in the press release that you all let out, and in rural Missouri, there's 1,246 and urban Missouri, 5,379.
That's actually 2018 data pulled from the Board of Healing Arts. Basically, to kind of give you a little bit better granularity to that, that's 55.9 primary care physicians for every 100,000 rural residents and 139 primary care physicians for every 100,000 urban residents. So that really gives you a better feel for the disparity there.
All right. And what are some other statistics that are a bit worrisome to Missouri?
Well, I think, you know, in particular, when we look at the shortage of primary care physicians who are very important to maintain the overall health of a population, then when you start looking at some of the health indicators as well as education in the rural Missouri versus urban Missouri, again, you see some of those. So you have a higher smoking rate in the rural parts of the state, higher obesity rate. You have lower life expectancy, higher heart disease death rates, cancer death rates. And then you have also, then when you put all of that together, so the overall health of the rural population is not as good. Then when you look at the average ages of the primary care physicians, it's a bit worrisome that we have fewer that are under the age of 40 in the rural parts of the state compared to the urban parts of the state, and a larger percentage that are over age 50 in rural parts of the state.
We've already seen some in southeast Missouri, some primary care facilities closed down, and that's a bit worrisome as well.
Yes, it is. Anytime you lose access to primary health care in a part of the state where people have to travel further distances, that does make it more worrisome. We are seeing some things that are promising, new programs that are being spearheaded by the medical schools that are designed to attract primary care physicians to the rural parts of the state. In particular, I think the ones in Missouri that have been most notable are those at the University of Missouri School of Medicine and their Rural Track Pipeline program. And they continue to try to bolster that program to help attract students to rural Missouri and then hope that they will stay and practice there.
From a student's perspective, I'm still a student at Southeast Missouri State University, and from a student's perspective, do you think that student tuition prices could factor into this issue?
Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, there is a university, I think it's at New York University, has just created a program to waive tuition for its medical students who are graduating with high amounts of debt. There are some loan repayment programs. PRIMO is one of those programs in Missouri. It's the Primary Care Resource Initiative for Missouri, and actually the Missouri Hospital Association has contributed millions of dollars to that program since 1993. But it is difficult. Family medicine, primary care physicians tend to make less than their specialty counterparts. When you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical school debt, it does make students want to go into higher paying professions, higher paying specialties. We're starting to see, I think, a leveling out of the pay between primary care and specialty physicians. but there still is a disparity between the two. I think that more, it has to be more of a driven thing by the student, that they maybe are from a rural community and see the need and see have a desire to go back to their rural community and practice. And that tends to be the most successful examples of students who end up practicing in rural locations are those that grew up in a rural community. They just tend to stay longer and have more satisfaction in their roles.
And what are some of the hospital association's projections on how this issue will be alleviated?
Well, again, there are a variety of successful programs. There is through the University of Missouri School of Medicine program, their Rural Track Pipeline program. Loan repayment programs, again, are very helpful. The National Health Service Corps Scholarship Program awards scholarships to students pursuing careers in primary care. There are examples of models in other states. In Pennsylvania, there's a physician shortage area program. As well as in Ohio, their Ohio University's Heritage College of Osteopathic Medicine, which it attracts and trains students willing to work in high-need areas. So, again, it takes a combination of forces to address this issue, and it takes a combination of organizations. It can't just be higher education. It has to be providers of care, like hospitals, working together with educators to address the issues.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you.
We've been going public with Mary Becker. She recently authored a report by the Missouri Hospital Association that outlines the risk of primary care shortage for rural Missouri. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear more conversations, visit our website at krcu.org.